Hey there, it's Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. This podcast is run 100% by the questions you submit to me on Twitter. If you have a question for me, you can just mention me on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Higdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Today's question comes from Dan Callis. Dan Callis asks, how do you preserve time freedom as a top MLM leader with so many people pursuing time with you? What is true freedom? Well, it's two questions there. For me, true freedom is options. Being able to spend time with who you want, when you want, where you want. That's what I really call true freedom. It really is options. It means that you don't have to work with people that you don't want to. You don't have to work from places you don't want to. And you don't have to work when you don't want to. So that to me is true freedom. Now, let me answer your first question. How do I preserve time freedom as a top MLM leader with so many people pursuing time with me? It is tough for most people. I think people that build a large audience, they feel a desire. They feel a perhaps almost a requirement to help everyone that reaches out to them. And so intelligence is the ability to make distinctions. And so I'm always, making distinctions of who I work with. So I'll give you some examples. We have many different classifications of people that reach out to us. We have, people that simply read our blog and listen to these podcasts and never buy a thing. We have customers who buy products. We have teammates who are in our network marketing team. We have clients that, maybe spend a little bit more money and they get coaching with us or masterminds, etc. And, then of course we have friends, we have family, right? But what I look for is we produce, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, it's my business, right? We produce enough free content to appeal to a lot of people. And that free content is, there's a lot of meat in the free content that we create. We don't just create free content as teasers to get people to buy our products and things like that, because we've gotten tons of testimonials from people who have never bought a product from us that just use our free stuff and have been able to change their lives. So it's awesome. So I never feel that I'm required to spend time with people that have not bought a product, have not joined my team, have not hired us as coaching clients. Now, depending on where they're at. So if someone reaches out to me and they're like, hey, I really would love to jump on the phone with you. I'm not that easy to get on the phone anymore because I really didn't want to create a business that I was constantly dictated by my audience. I wanted to create a business where I spent my time the way that I wanted to. And so I don't feel the need to hop every time someone says jump. And I'll typically, if someone has a question for me, I'll ask them, okay, email me that question. 9 times out of 10, I have a free resource that will help them with that question. I do not feel that they are entitled to my personal time on the phone just because they happen to find me on the internet, right? Now with coaching clients, we have, we have guidelines for what kind of time that they get. Basically with my coaching clients, and we have people that have invested over $100,000 with us, for us to coach them. With our coaching clients, they have guidelines, but the bottom line is we have their back. And, that's something that we don't allow just everyone to become a coaching client. So it isn't just a money thing. It's really, you have to have the right energy. You have to have the right attitude. You have to have the right personality to even become a coaching client of ours. And then We use discernment with, okay, you know, having your back, making sure that you're taken care of, but also making sure that you maintain that great attitude and that great energy. You know, I just don't, you know, some people, they feel that, you know, when they pay somebody, they now own them and they're now their slave. And that's just not how we roll. So it actually, you know, I have people that want to hire me as a coach that end up not having the opportunity because I just don't either feel they're ready or I don't feel they have the right personality or the right attitude, the right energy or their coachability, et cetera. And so, you know, I'll tell you, one of the biggest things we did for preserving time freedom is recording trainings. And a lot of times when it comes to like teammates tend to ask pretty much the same questions that every other teammate asks. And so anytime I notice that a question is being asked more than once, I actually create a piece of content for it so that the next time it's asked, I can do two things. Number one, instead of me spending time answering the question, I'll point them to the resource. And then number two, I'll suggest to them that when they have a teammate ask that question, they also send that resource. And that is a very powerful way for you to claim some of your time back. So my suggestions for you, those of you out there who maybe doesn't have as complicated as a you know, customer structure as we do, you know, because we have, you know, a lot of things going on. The big thing is analyze how you're spending your current time. And if you are repeating yourself often, then you definitely need to start recording more content so you can point to it and use it in a leveraged way. And number two, know that you don't have to answer every single question. You don't have to answer and call back every single person that reaches out to you. You don't have to do that. If someone doesn't have the right energy, doesn't have the right attitude, you get to choose. And you know, you have to realize, and this is something that my buddy Ben Settle told me, he said, there's more of them than there are of us. There are way fewer trainers that actually provide good content than there are of people wanting that training. And so keep in mind, you know, if the customer is demanding something that you don't want to deliver, maybe they're not a great customer. And be very wary of giving up your personal time so easily. So I hope that helps you out. Probably, I think at least, a pretty thorough answer. And by the way, today, Wednesday, June 24th, it is the final day to get your hands on the course by my friends Masha and Miguel. You can check it out at rayhigdon.com/momentum. That's rayhigdon.com/momentum. They have over $2,000 worth of bonuses, and these guys are absolute pros in building their team. They've built a team of over 50,000 active distributors, and they are just absolute monsters in this profession, earning over $1 million a year. So I definitely would pay attention to what they have to teach you. My wife and I did get the course. We're going through it right now. Check out what I'm talking about at rayhigdon.com/momentum, and we'll talk to you in the next podcast. Bye for now.